get ready, Philly. We're coming your way, and it's going to be pretty soon. Now, you do have time to prepare. It's not until the end of July.
So you got a couple weeks. You got a couple weeks. Yep.
We're going to Philadelphia. Jamie's flying in.
I'm flying.
She's not driving or riding a bike from Nashville.
Not taking the rails. No.
Not riding the rails like some dusty hobo.
Not this time, at least.
No, but we're going to be at Tattooed Mom.
That's right.
It's a bar in Philadelphia.
Such a fun place.
It is a fun place. If you've never been there, go there. Yeah. First of all, go there to see us.
Yeah, we'll be there.
But
so
also
you should
just go there.
Yeah, check it out. It's a great venue spot. The restaurant, bar. It's...
We got food.
We got food.
They have food there. And when you go, bring stickers with you to just put on every inch of the wall. Just put it on. It's like every wall is about 5 inches thick of just stickers, I think.
I think so, too.
I don't think they've ever painted the place. Mm-mm, it's mm-mm. Just stickers.
It's got a fun decor. Yeah.
Right. But we will be there on July 27th at 5:30.
Yeah. Yeah.
Upstairs.
In the upstairs.
And what are we going to be talking about, Jamie?
Is it a bird? No. Is it a plane?
I don't think so.
I don't think it's that. I think it's Supergirl.
If you thought she was going to say Superman, you're wrong.
No, it's the year of the woman. It's Supergirl. That's right. And Faye Dunaway is like evil in it. Yeah.
I mean, it's Faye Dunaway. Yeah.
Yeah. She's always.
What else is she going to be?
Yeah. She's always cranky in films, isn't she?
I don't know. I don't even know why I'm saying that. But of course she's evil. I don't think she's Supergirl.
No, that would have been an interesting take. No, but that's what we'll be wearing our red capes. I'm going to wear a red cape, maybe. You don't know.
Oh, please wear a red cape.
All right.
Please wear a red cape. Oh, and how much does this cost people? How much does it cost them to get in to watch us?
It's free. That's
right.
That's
free. We're not making a dime.
No, we're just there for entertainment, like a monkey or a chimpanzee at a circus. We are just there for the entertainment. I'm going to have a cape and a cigar. How do you like that?
Wow. Okay. All right. I mean, I don't think you're allowed to smoke in bars anymore, but okay. You know what? We'll see. We'll see what we can. If you're just chomping away at it and you're not trying to light it like some insane monkey who fills a kitchen with gas for some reason.
No, she filled the kitchen with gas.
I know. Okay. I know. We're getting off topic here.
Okay, sorry.
My plan was to play this before every episode, not just the Link one.
Oh, no, sorry.
But anyway, so we will be there. Mark your calendars. If you are in the city, if you're within driving distance,
come on down.
Come see us. It was a lot of fun last time.
Yeah.
We hung up for 37 hours afterwards?
Yeah, it was a really fun. And then the whole festival is just a fun festival of podcast mania.
We should mention that it's part of the Philadelphia Podcast Festival. Yes.
Yeah.
It's not just us showing up with microphones at a bar.
We'll be there with beers talking about Supergirl. So
right, yes.
you
know
come.
What, though? If you own a bar or work at a bar and you're cool with that, let us know. We'll just show up anywhere.
Yeah.
Anywhere you work. Do you work at Macy's? Is there a corner that's free?
Like a street corner that's free now? Like a hot dog vendor? What are you implying? Or a corner of the Macy's? Is that what you're saying?
I see. Yeah, the corner of the Macy's. I don't know. Is there a kiosk available, I guess? Is there an old abandoned sunglass hut at a mall somewhere that isn't
being used?
Space
doesn't matter to us. We'll be there. We'll bring laptops. We'll bring mics. Yeah. Actually,
so
they
we'll
give
go
us
in,
mics at the festival.
We'll go anywhere, but we're going to be Tattooed Moms. And that, again, is on July 27th at 5:30.
Wow.
Show up. Go upstairs. You know, I mean, they closed the door behind you, but you can come and go.
The bathroom was in there, I think. So if you've got to use the restroom.
Oh, yeah. If you wander in, like if you're a Tattooed Mom, is it like 6 and you kind of forgot we were there? And if you walk in to use the bathroom and you see us, stick around.
Yeah, listen up. Maybe give a chuckle or two if we say something.
Did they
amusing.
Really have a bathroom there?
I do remember using the bathroom right away after. I'm guessing it couldn't have been.
You're right. Yeah. Nope, they have bathrooms in there. Okay, so don't be afraid. We're on for an hour, so don't be afraid about having to use the bathroom. Like, don't let it's that
easily
deter
accessible.
You.
I might use mm-hmm. the bathroom during the episode.
If you have
you
IBS,
know.
Come on, don't
doesn't
worry about
matter.
It.
Yeah.
It's not a big
we
deal.
We welcome it.
It's not a distraction. All right, everybody, we'll see you then, and I assume we'll see everybody then. So come
on, us. We'll be there.
The end.
All right.
We start the fifth year of the podcast off with a bang. And that's literally because Elizabeth Shue blasts a monkey with a shotgun and then he blows himself up? Question mark. Jamie,
yep.
Let's go watch Link. Everybody, welcome to another episode of Good Times, Great Movies. We're an 80s movie podcast. Every 2 weeks, we watch a movie from the 80s, and then we talk about that movie. My name is Doug McCambridge. I'm one of your two hosts. With me, as always, is Jamie Lorello, smoking a giant cigar.
Lighten it up.
Wearing a tuxedo.
Yeah.
Wearing a tuxedo?
How classy okay. is that? A chimp in a tuxedo, right?
Very classy.
Well, listen.
But it doesn't matter. There's two chimpanzees.
Well, there's
and an
three.
Orangutan.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
Right.
Gotcha. Yes. There's three altogether.
I know you have an order okay. that you. Is it their credit order? Is that why you were like, you know, voodoo, monkey number three? It's like, I guess if it's the first one to die, it's probably lowest billed.
Voodoo is its name. An imp? I don't know who names a chimp imp, but okay.
I would like if they were all just sections of the word chimp. It was just chi and imp, and then maybe just p.
And Anzi. They should have ended in right. Anzi.
It's Anzi. Oh, my God. How hilarious would that be? If he explained that to Elizabeth Shue, she'd look way more confused than she does through most of this movie. And most of this movie is just her looking around going, what? What's happening right now? What's this guy doing?
Was this before? This is before Adventures in Babysitting, right?
It is right what? Before.
Oh.
I had to look up her filmography. It goes. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Karate Kid.
Boom.
Link.
Bam.
Adventures in Babysitting.
Hi-ya.
And then I think Back to the Future Part 2.
Shiza.
I think Cocktail was in there too. Like.
She's hot.
The fact that this movie snuck in there is mind-blowing. And the fact that this movie stuck in there and the director was like, you cool with taking off all your clothes and watching having a monkey
for
watch
a
you?
Monkey
that, oh, you are?
The rapey okay. ape scene, you mean? Okay. The rapey ape?
All right. Great love interest of Karate Kid. Come on set.
That's a great scene, by the way, because I love how she delicately, like, she tries to get the chimp to leave. She's like, I'm taking a bath. And he, like, just stares at her even harder with his creepy chimp stare. And she's like, come on, Link. I'm about to take a bath. Totally naked. Bosoms exposed.
Yep.
And then she just shuts the water off and drains the water. She's like,
pulls the drain. Like, I'm not doing this.
I guess this is not yet.
This creepy monkey. And how many times does this monkey just side-eye? Like,
oh, yeah.
The monkey eyes in this are great.
He's the king of side eye.
Even
yeah.
when she's like, where's the doctor? And the monkey, like, looks over the cliff. It's like, this is amazing monkey acting. These insert shots are wonderful. This is probably the most charming monkey that
you found
come
Link
across.
Charming?
What I mean, listen, he's
deadly.
A murderous monkey.
Yeah.
I get, no, I understand that, but. He seemed way more human, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Than
well, he's
a lot
wearing
of the other
a tux when we
seen.
First meet him. He's a classy guy.
He is head to toe.
He does have still, I mean, it's his orangutan feet, but those big floppy feet of his, they're just floppy. It's just how orangutan's feet are, I understand. But when you see him on film and in a movie.
Another set of hands.
But they're
off
long,
of your ankles.
Long
oh, yeah.
like fingers and just.
Yeah, those long fingers, like, that's what he prevents her from closing the door with.
He just holds his hand around it.
I love that scene so much.
I know.
He just walks in, just stands there staring at her. Like, he practically, like, raises his eyebrows, like, yes. Oh, he reminds me. And when she's driving the truck and he puts his hand on her hand on the gear shift.
She is so unaffected, but he's creepy to her from the start. Because when they meet, he's, like, trying to lift up her skirt and stuff. And she's so unaffected by it from the start. And I love how that baby orangutan just loops its baby orangutan or baby chimp legs around her waist. And it just loves her so much. And she loves carrying it around. Even from when she first meets the professor. That's the first chimp she meets is Imp, right?
Yeah. I love it when she's just like, let's get you something to eat. Yeah. Carrying. Yeah. She's really comfortable.
When she wants to give it a shower later or when it has the fight. And she's like, let's give you all washed up. Come on.
And constantly just leading Link around by the hand. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, come on. Let's go take you outside for a little bit.
It's not so nice. I don't blame him. He gets really mad when she punishes him and then locks him outside in the storm. It's like storming out.
And I expected her to say something like, oh, no, it's raining. We should. Nope.
No.
She does not say that.
Because he was.
I mean, we don't know that he's murderous at this point. He's just
kind of jerky to that. Well, no, she's already found the dead voodoo. So she's right. By that time, the one chimp is dead.
Yeah, but wait a minute.
And she doesn't know that he did it. She's just kind of like, how did this happen?
Oh, my God. Already. I didn't think Link killed Voodoo.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
I thought the doctor did. Yeah. I thought the doctor did. Or I thought it was something with his experiments that ended up killing Voodoo.
Maybe. Oh. But I just thought.
No, you're probably right. Link's he kills everybody else.
Yeah. And the way that. I have to tell you, there's not many scary deaths, I guess, in this movie. Mm-hmm. But the way that they find Voodoo and he's all, with his little, that was a scary thing. Like, when they found the doctor in the well, I'm like, oh, all right, whatever. He's just down, way down there. And the,
right.
I don't understand why they had the boyfriend who she didn't seem very serious about anyway.
Dopes that showed up just so you can have a higher body count. I was like, these guys are just, it's dead meat in the back of that car.
Yeah, that's all. And then the I don't know why he had to break his leg, except it made it awkward for them to walk
and then
around.
And he shoved him under the floorboards? I was like, how did this guy get under the floorboards? Did he break his leg and then, like, knock him out and drag him under there and seal him in there?
I don't know. There's a lot that this monkey does that is a little bit like, how did he do that?
And did you also think that maybe Elizabeth Shue told the director that she wanted to get naked in this movie because she didn't want to look like a frumpy dumpy? Like, everything she's wearing is so billowy and bulky.
Well, that's
how many giant knit sweaters does she have?
She's
on
supposed
this movie?
To be an intellectual, even though in the beginning doesn't. So, all right. So
yeah, let's get into this movie. We've already talked about the best parts, but there's so much more.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Does that one guy get his arm ripped off? We never see him.
Oh, the one that puts his arm in the mail slot? Yeah, yes. I don't know what happens to him. I'm like, what's happening?
There's blood everywhere. You're just gonna stick your arm through that.
And I like it how they're like, we're not even sure if this is the right place. And the next thing you know.
It's the only place that apparently is surrounded by rabid dogs.
I like it. The taxi cab driver is like, yeah, look out for the dogs. And she's like, what? Well, you'll find out soon enough when you try to get out of this spooky place.
Oh, man.
All right. So I don't know. We start this movie and it's like a POV of, I guess, the monkey going through the city. And then I don't understand who this is supposed to be. There's a couple watching a movie, like an old movie with a like monkey as a captive in a circus or something on the TV. And then there's a little girl in bed. Mm-hmm. Who's listening to scary sounds on her rooftop of a chimp that's in a cage and eats a cat? Who is this? Is this her as a child? Who is this?
It doesn't matter. Does it?
I don't even know why we have to see it.
I don't think it's supposed to be Elizabeth Shue, right?
I don't think so.
No, I don't know who that little girl was. I think it was just what I thought it was this is how the doctor got this chimp. Like, it was just loose or it escaped from somewhere.
Okay.
Because he even says one likes to eat cats.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know if that's...
Yeah, no, he does. I think it's imp that eats the cats. But, okay, so I don't know why we see this, but we do. We see this. And then the next thing we know, we're in London. And Elizabeth, she was taking a class at the University of Science or something.
First of all, she is not taking that class.
Oh, no, that's right. She makes that clear. Her boyfriend.
She just shows up and sits there and answers questions that nobody else in this class knows the answers to.
No.
Idiots.
And then she follows the professor because she wants to be his assistant. But this is this an awkward conversation or not? Because she wants to be his assistant, but he says he doesn't need an assistant. And she mentions something about sexual harassment. Is this – did I hear that right?
Well, he says you're a girl.
Oh, yes.
So, and, I mean, I'm not going to say he started it, but kind of started it. But also, why does she want to be his assistant? She doesn't take his class. He doesn't seem to know who she is. This doesn't make any sense. But she ends up not being his assistant because he asks if she can cook and clean.
And that's when she says, well, I am a girl. Okay, I didn't realize he asked her first or, like, said, well, you're a girl. You can't be my assistant. Okay, so that makes more sense right there. But, yeah, so, yeah, she can cook and clean for him. So he does invite her to be. But then, wait, then. So they go back to his office where she's now telling him, like, I guess I've read your stuff, or I don't know. I'm a fan basically of your work, and that's why I want to be your assistant. And then he hands her the chimp, and she holds the one chimp, the imp chimp.
Yes.
And then he gives her vials and says to collect sperm. Yeah, the sperm of the chimp. What?
I think so. What? I don't understand.
Right.
I don't. Listen, I work at a college that deals with a lot of animals.
Do you ever experience things like that?
There's a lot of discussion of things like that. Like, students do learn how to extract semen from animals.
Well, yeah, I guess. But now, okay, so this is not,
When we see what he's doing with them, which is, I don't know, teaching them how to read or some shit, like, why does he need semen?
Oh, because, but then later he's on the phone with that one guy and he's talking about an abortion of, chimp? I'm not sure. Is Voodoo pregnant? Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Is it Lynx Baby? This is the greatest soap opera. Oh my God, I want that to be what this movie is. I want it to be something that I just totally missed and didn't think about because I might watch it again.
So yeah, their initial interaction is a little bit bizarre, right? To say the
least. It is bizarre, and I thought she wanted to be his assistant, and he seems to bring her on as sort of a housekeeper.
Yeah, but then no, because it's not like she keeps house. She does kind of do assistant duties for him. She's answering the phone. He teaches her about the chimps. But he's just weird because he says no, he doesn't need an assistant, but he'll hire her on as a home assistant. He said, so you got the assistant job, but a different kind. Next thing we know, she's taking a taxi through the beautiful countryside. We mentioned there's some rabid dogs there. It's beautiful, though. She's just driving through this, and even she's like, wow, this is, you know. She gets to, like, literally, it's like this castle. It's this huge, like, estate.
It's a gigantic home for this one guy.
And his monkeys.
But he does have a picture of a son.
Who is that? There's a family. Woman? Yeah, there's a family. And we never know anything about them.
It's never discussed, but they show that picture.
Just,
like, at
the
one
picture.
Point, when she's in his bedroom making that phone call and she sees all those empty
And it's a huge, it's like an
bottles.
8x10 picture with all the empty wine bottles. Yes.
Right, yes. Uh-huh. But he just hangs on that photo like, this is important, everybody. It's never brought up. It's never discussed.
Oh, I wonder if the monkeys killed their family.
That's what I was wondering,
I don't
too.
Know.
But I don't, I would think if it was to that degree,
he would be a little nervous. Girl. Yeah. And wouldn't he be a little more nervous around them and more like, I don't know.
Yeah, I think he'd be a little more nervous in the monkey freakout that happens in that room at one point.
When he's
where
trying
just
to
like
cage
surrounding him,
yeah.
him, jumping and yelling. And he's like, damn it, you idiot monkeys.
The monkey
shut up.
Freak out. It's time for monkeys to freak out. Here we go, monkey. Monkey freak out time. They do freak out on him, though. And she just listens from downstairs to all the jumping around. And she's like, huh, But she's like,
wonder what this secret passage is in the basement.
She's like, what's under here?
It's like a cave that goes on for a mile. Did you see the helicopter shot when she walks out of the cave and it pulls back? We never see a house. She just came out of the cave.
She's just out. It goes all the way through the mountaintop.
500 feet down.
It's a great little escape hatch.
It is. Yeah, it comes in handy.
You know, we don't ever see, like, if when she was discovering all the bodies, it would have been, I don't want to say cooler, but it would have been interesting if she then discovered, like, the body of the wife and the kid. And then you're like,
Or maybe just like a couple of headstones out back or something, maybe it was, maybe the monkey made it seem like it was an accident or something,
It was an accident.
I mean.
It was an accident, said the monkey.
How did the monkey get him in a cage and like lower him into a well and stuff?
This is a smart chimp. He's very smart. Yeah.
I was a little afraid for her. I mean, there's something that I'm never really afraid of with these types of movies where, animals attack. Like, I'm never really afraid because I'm like, people are smarter than animals and they should be able to get away. I mean, Cujo's a terrifying movie. But at one point I'm like, I don't know. It is a dog. You could probably take it in a fight. But these monkeys, like, this thing is so powerful. Oh. This animal, this orangutan.
She shoots it with a shotgun and it's still okay.
And he's fine.
He's just got a little red mark on his tux, but he's okay.
Every time he's beating on a door, I'm like, that door does not stand a chance. That door is coming
in. But he looks
in
so sloppy and floppy when he's just like walking around. Like, you know
when
what I mean?
When he breaks through that skylight and he just flops down and like bounces. I mean, I know it's a monkey puppet, but it was so great to just watch how discombobulated and uncoordinated he really is.
Where, what kind of semblance?
She just basically showed up. Oh, he doesn't seem to know what day it is when she shows up, too.
No, he's so confused. And I don't know if the monkeys are slipping him some drugs or it's just hard being there alone but in the cliffs like that.
It's a lot of booze.
But,
I mean,
he has been drinking a bit. But yeah, she shows up and he's like, what are you doing here? You're not supposed to show up till Tuesday. And she's like, well, it's Tuesday. And he's like, but you're supposed to be here on the 19th. She's like, it's Tuesday the 19th. He's like, oh. Well, and in the meantime,
oh my God.
The monkey.
I love how in your movie, Terrence Stamp is just like a fall down drunk.
British fall down drunk, same thing.
Right, same thing.
No offense to our British listeners if they're already.
Terrence Stamp, fall down drunk, same thing.
Listen, we just got off that bender of that that documentary where all those guys were drinking and boozing. So in my eyes, everyone in every movie is just lit all the time.
Yeah, good point. Yeah. Good point.
He has been out on a walk with Link, the titular monkey. And he carries a shotgun with him while they walk. And right away, she doesn't like the way he treats the monkeys or the chimps or the way he talks to them, because he's like kind of yelling at them and scolding them because they're looking up her skirt or playing with her dress. And she's like, oh, monkey. And he's.
Yeah, maybe don't wear that frumpy dress. Yeah. Can you wear weird baggy jeans instead?
Well, she's not trying to be sexy for him.
No.
Until she
I just found it very funny. Like, I just found it funny how every time she puts on an outfit, it's just layers upon layers of clothes.
It's cold by the cliffs.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure it's very cold.
So I do love it. I do wish. I didn't know when this was between Adventures in Babysitting. But you say this is pre-Adventures in Babysitting, right? Because she is mad at the doctor or the professor for the way he talks to the chimps. And she's like, I have a lot of experience in babysitting. Yeah. And I wanted her to look at the camera and be like, some adventures in babysitting. Yeah.
Oh,
and just kind of turn back.
Amazing.
But she doesn't. She doesn't, because that movie didn't happen yet. But he's like, well, you don't have any, I raised chimps. It's different. Oh, she does, when she arrives and he's not there, and the chimp leads her, shows her to her room and her bathroom, which later he's rapey ape at her in the bathroom.
Rapey ape?
While she's after her little tour that she gets, the phone rings and she answers it, right? Like, who walks into somebody's house? I guess she figures she's his assistant.
She's on duty.
Right.
I mean, she's on duty. She's starting, the moment she walks through that door, she is on.
She's in.
But it is kind of I mean, we see more of it when they have dinner. But yeah, she does not like the way he treats these apes. I mean, right. She is very animal rights. Elizabeth,
well, she
Shue.
Wants to. She says yes. At dinner, when they're at dinner together, it's her dream to own a home like that, that has a land that she can have deer and badgers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Deer and badgers running free.
And this is when he's, Terrence Stamp at this point's getting a little like, he's offering her, he's like, oh, would you like some cognac?
And, oh, yeah. You know, that's right.
Maybe, that's right. I don't know, loosen up, take one of those four sweaters off, maybe. It's all right.
One of
don't
those
worry about
four
it.
Sweaters.
I don't know. He's getting a little tipsy at this point, but also a little too flirty for like, this is our first evening here.
Well,
she just started working.
I know. Like, where are you going with this, buddy? But he does. This is when she, though, because he brings up the boyfriend. He's like, so you get your boyfriend who takes my classes. And she's like, oh, yeah, we're nothing. It's not anything serious. I'm like, bitch, he's going to save you in the end. Well, not really. You have to end up saving him.
No,
with his broken
thank
leg.
God he didn't. How I was about, afraid that's where this was going.
How about when she ties up his broken leg to that piece of wood? And
oh,
it's just like,
it's amazing. How about when she's moving furniture and she's like, can you help me? Can you do something?
Yes.
I was like, damn right. Tell that dude to do something. He's done nothing but get his stupid friends killed since he's shown up.
She's not just moving furniture. It's like the appliances from the kitchen.
Everything.
Like she's pushing against this door that has a giant shotgun hole in it so the monkey can just get through the shotgun hole.
And it's another one of those things where, like, the moment she shoots that shotgun, she puts it down. I'm like,
yeah.
Elizabeth Shue, come on. She arms herself with a knife later, which doesn't do anything.
She puts the knife down. She doesn't hold it for very
right.
long.
Mm-hmm. She's not too worried about Imp. She kind of forgot about Imp. I kind of forgot about Imp until she's like, hey, look, there's a monkey on the side of the road there. It's Imp.
Yeah,
we're all
right.
fine now.
That's right.
And then the end.
I know. Well, we're not there yet, guys. We're not there yet. Don't worry. We have a little more to kind of walk you through. Like, for instance, before dinner, when we hear the rules of engagement for the monkeys, it's the one.
Okay,
go
over those again. I did not write this down. Or
I did write them down
because
I thought they were going to be important, and they're really not. But I did write them down. Okay. So one is you're the dominant one, which Elizabeth Shue never is because she has such sympathy for these guys that she's never really, until the very end, I guess, when she's giving it reverse psychology about lighting the cigar. You have to always forgive them. I don't know why, but you have to always forgive them, even, I guess, if they kill your family. You have to kind of let them figure out their own stuff. Like he said, like when they get upset with each other, just let them work it out.
Wow. I didn't pay attention to any.
There was another rule about turds in the hole, and I'm not sure what that
what?
Was.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right. I don't know how I missed all of this.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah. These
and
are
I love
rules.
How everything comes back into play. Like, she is answering that phone. That phone is pretty prominent. And also the microwave. Like, Terrence Stamp is amazed by this microwave. He even says to her, he's like, oh, I'll take care of the tea. You know how English people are about their tea. And then we just see two cups in a microwave. I'm like, oh, what?
I didn't know. Yeah, I wouldn't think. I thought they had to have the water at the
right
temperature.
Right, exactly. And he's like, oh, what a marvelous invention this is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, is the microwave important to this plot? Kind of, which is weird.
Yeah, weird enough, right? Oddly enough.
Oddly enough, this monkey's obsessed with cooking. What is going on? The thing that throws him over the edge is she's like, and monkeys can't cook. And that's it.
Yeah, maybe give him some cooking lessons.
Right.
Maybe that's all he wanted was a little
I want a montage of her teaching Link to cook.
Like baking cupcakes together and flour all over the place. And they're just
I would have been so happy if I thought we were watching a horror movie and it just turned into sort of just like a bosom buddies adventure with Elizabeth Shue and a monkey. And she's got to teach him to like cook. And he's throwing this big party for other monkeys and everything just has to be right.
She's teaching him about, like, table etiquette and setting the table and all
my
that
God.
Stuff.
Like a Princess Diary sort of thing.
You hit it on the nose.
You
there
use
you go.
This fork for your salad. And, yes. Oh, my God. Oh.
It doesn't go there, guys. It doesn't go there. Because he's
somebody
a killer.
Can remake Link and just make that movie instead?
No. Didn't they do it? What's the movie like with the chimpanzee and Matt LeBlanc? Does he teach him manners when they play baseball together?
I don't know. I mean, I guess he has to teach him the rules of the game. I don't know what baseball manners are.
I don't know.
Well, after you are, you know, thrown out at first, don't walk across the pitcher's mound on your way back to the dugout. That gets the other team upset. Ed. No, wait, not
oh,
Ed.
Yeah.
Wait,
is
was it
Ed?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
I guess it doesn't.
I hope that we're the only podcast that has ever brought up the Matt LeBlanc movie on multiple occasions.
Well, we do deal with a lot of chimp movies.
Right,
that's
yeah. I'm pretty
them.
Sure it was only the times we talked about monkey movies.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about him lighting cigars because it's great.
Oh,
I love how Link has to make a fire. He's just in charge of making the fire in the dining room.
Isn't it in the dining room when he just stares at her for a while, too, from his seat? Because he does lots of side eyes and lots of stares. Well, all right. So, yeah, his story is, as we find out, Link's story is that he used to work in a circus, right? And he was
yes.
a cigar smoking. What, did he breathe fire at the circus? I don't think so. Just did his cigar smoking routine.
I don't know. I mean, that sounds like a circus routine. That
yeah.
sounds dangerous
yeah.
and terrible to animals. So it could have been in a circus.
Could have been. And he was. But yeah, he's in charge of the
but
fire.
But honestly, me,
and
if I'm at that circus and I'm watching a monkey smoke, I'm probably like, can you believe this? This is amazing.
I want to smoke out with that monkey.
I was amazed watching it. I was like, everything about this is wrong. I get it. But it's kind of adorable and amazing and terrible all at the same time.
So you didn't think that the monkeys, that Tony Danza's little monkeys were adorable with their little crazy Tony Danza antics, but you think this killer monkey who wants to rape Elizabeth Shue is adorable? I just want an answer.
No. You're right. I figured it out, Jamie. They have to be wearing clothes.
Mm.
I don't like naked monkeys.
All right. So the fairy.
Because even the amount of times we see Imp's weird bare ass.
Yeah, it's very
really
a weird.
Made
very
me uncomfortable.
It's like a piece of corn or something. Like a giant
yes.
piece of hard
it's like
corn.
It's
a chewed
up
yeah.
piece of meat.
Chips have weird
and
coolies.
I know that that's just what monkey butts look like. Get it.
Mm-hmm.
And I shouldn't say that I need my animals dressed up in my movies.
It makes you more comfortable. It just does. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because I don't like all the, like all the hair and all the fur is covered. It's just a weird looking face. He just looked like a weird deformed old man.
He
me.
Did, especially because he had like a hairline thing happening.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's like a bald head. Those
yeah.
two little beady eyes.
Yeah, it was. Sometimes it was, and I don't know if it's because mm-hmm. we last saw Danny DeVito in a monkey movie. But sometimes even his creepy personality was sometimes like Danny DeVito's Frank character in Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Like just this like, hey guys, let's do something like really,
yeah.
you know, degrading and awful and blah.
No, because you're right, because Link is either very intense or awfully lethargic and does not look like he wants to do anything.
So we get a little glimpse into these whatever research testing he does, the professor mm-hmm. with the monkeys, when he does the IQ testing and they have to hit and he makes her go yeah. against the chimp in this shape IQ test.
I like how she wakes up in the morning and looks over and there's fresh fruit in a bowl. And I'm like, Link brought her that, right? Like, clearly, I'm sure
Link's
went
trying
out
to make her comfortable.
Picked it off of the trees.
I like mm-hmm. how the professor points out how she slept in her first day of work. Which...
did he say something like, "We should get you an alarm clock"?
I think he was like, "Oh, Sleeping Beauty. Oh, good to see you. I hope you have your beauty rest." And she's like,
"Well." He is kind of like a mad scientist. Like, he's probably been up since 3:30, or he never went to bed.
I don't think he slept.
He's just running
drank
off of
all night. Yeah.
Alcohol and caffeine at this point.
Yeah, he's probably sniffing, like, chimp sperm or something to get extra energy. I don't know.
Right. He dries chimp sperm and sniffs it. That's what we need on that recording in his office that tells us nothing.
Oh, yeah, that tells us nothing. It's just him, like, muttering to himself.
The yeah. moment that monkey hit play on that thing, I was like, I better pay attention here. This is going to
yeah.
reveal all of the answers. At the end, I went, what? What is he doing?
Yeah.
What is this?
I agree.
Is he making these monkeys crazy? No. why did we listen to that?
I agree. I'm like, there's no big reveal there. There's none.
A lot of this movie just felt like padding, too. It was just like, how can we make this more than an hour and a half long?
Yeah. There's a lot of time with just with Elizabeth Shue and the chimpanzees, like when she's like cooking for them and they're playing on their little monkey bar set outside. And she's just like, la-di-da. Like,
it's like when I'm cooking and I look out my window just to see my kids on our playset.
Yeah.
Just keeping an eye on them, making sure they're okay. Yeah. That was an elaborate structure that was built out there, too.
Yeah.
A car can't even take it all the way down. No. I mean, they all drive tiny cars in England, I think.
They
do. Still.
They do.
Oh, my God. It's so funny. And she's being beaten with this on this IQ test for a couple of seconds. And even I was looking at this test going, oh, my God, how's she going to figure this out? Because I don't know what's happening.
I know. It took me a minute. I was like, what is she trying to do? Okay, shape. It's a pattern. Okay, I get
it. Yeah, I was like, oh, it's just pattern recognition. Okay, I get it.
When she gets so mad, because she's like, first of all, it's very tense because even Link is kind of getting upset with Imp for not doing so well on the test.
Well, Link is trying to help, and then he gets yelled at by the doctor.
Yes.
I don't know what you're trying to do. I don't know what you're trying to do with these experiments. Because if a monkey can recognize any sort of shape pattern, that's great. Does it need to beat Elizabeth Shue? I don't know that that's necessary.
I guess they're just seeing how smart the little imp is. And maybe, I don't know because it's not like explained well. Maybe that's like if he is a smart chimp, then he'll stick around longer. But if he's a dumb one, then he'll be killed and he's going to look to the next.
Right. Yeah, maybe you're right. Yeah. Because I'm like, all right, imp doesn't understand shapes. The other ape over there wants to cook you dinner. Like, pay attention to that guy. Yeah. Maybe put all of your effort into him. He's a shining star.
Voodoo's just a mess. Like, she's in a cage most of the time and she's on her way out.
Yeah, we do find out that she's being sold.
Yes.
Yes. So Voodoo's going to be sold. Blah, 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 whatever. Elizabeth Shue doesn't seem that upset about that. I guess, she doesn't have much of a bond with Voodoo. So.
Not yet. Not yet. No. Oh, well, not at all.
Actually. Not yet. Yeah. Wait, yeah, not when at do all. They bond?
Sorry. There's this that thing and down below, the underground passageway that leads
on there's
to
a
forever.
Basement. The floor opens up in the kitchen and you can go down to the basement down there. And then from the basement, there's a cave that takes you down to the beach.
It's quite the escape route. But we don't know at first why she stumbles upon it. He's upstairs having some issues with the monkeys, trying to get them caged out because Voodoo has to be shipped out soon. Mm-hmm. And she's on this like adventure. We're like, why is she finding this? And later we find out that she needs to know where that little hideaway is.
I guess. But she finds it or uses it about five times.
Yeah.
In this movie.
Often.
I was like, what
often,
are we doing? Just find it the first time you need it. The end.
Yeah.
But the whole reason she goes down there, the whole reason that it's important to see that she can go down into this basement is because that's where you can shut off or, of course, turn on
the gas.
To the stove in the kitchen. Because Link is trying to make dinner.
He's interested in cooking.
Cook something. Mm-hmm. He has a passion.
He does. He's like a little...
little Julia child.
Yeah, there you go. Fair enough. They have this little computer thing that they communicate with. And this is with that computer, he communicates to her Link cook phone. He wants to cook the phone. And she's like, first of all, you can't cook. Like you said, she's very against teaching them to cook. Right. And the phone is not a thing that you cook.
And again, this doesn't mean anything, right? Like cooking phones, it doesn't mean anything. Like, I thought...
Like, is there a message behind this?
Right, yes. I thought there would be a message. I was like, he wants to cook a phone. I wonder what that means. Is he just trying to destroy any sort of lifeline they have to the outside world? Or am I thinking
a
bit too much? Yeah.
Here's something. Then I didn't think about it till you decided to light this match, I'll say. Mm-hmm, of thinking. Mm-hmm. Thinking. Lincoln. Hey. So what if, because earlier he has this heated...
I like to think that he just shortened his name from Lincoln to Link.
Yeah, that's it. Earlier, The professor has this intense conversation on the phone with this Bailey guy who comes in later to pick up Voodoo. But he's saying something about, like, yeah, you're just going to abort it. You're just going to – I didn't catch the whole conversation, but he's talking about abortion. He's talking about the chimp that they're going to get and sell. And I'm wondering – and now this is really digging deeper into this than maybe we need to.
I think we kind of need to because at surface level, there's not much here.
Now, we don't know. Link just appears to be everywhere. Like, you never know where he's going to be or when he was here or there. Maybe he's watching you take a bath. You don't know. So did Link
– No, you know that.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah, he's very obvious about that, actually. Right. Did Link overhear this conversation that the professor had with this Bailey guy who's coming for Voodoo? And are Voodoo and Link somehow romantic? Like, is Imp indeed the baby of Voodoo and Link? And when they talk about killing Voodoo and a possible chimpanzee abortion, is this related to Voodoo and perhaps a baby of Link that she's impregnated with? Go with me here. Go with me.
No,
and then
I am.
He heard the phone conversation, and now he just wants to cook the phone because the phone is where this bad news about his lady Voodoo is being conveyed. And he's getting angrier and angrier, which is why he gets more murderous and more murderous. Sis.
I'll buy
what do you think?
Everything you
what do you
said.
Think?
Only because it makes way more sense than anything else that we're told in this movie.
Well,
which
we're not
is
really told anything. So
right.
There, if I just.
But here's the thing. I thought the guy that comes was there to euthanize Link.
All right. Well, we still have more of the movie to get through. So here we go.
I have almost all of it to get through.
Well, not really. I mean, we've already met the apes and we're about to kill the professor because all of a sudden he just disappears. That's basically
right.
How he goes down.
Yeah, it is a lot of her just wandering around then for most of this movie.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. After the phone microwave bit, that's when she discovers, well, the professor's gone and she doesn't know where he is. He's got this office or experiment room, I guess, that's like locked up that she goes to look him up in or look for him or I guess the professor in. And this is when, does somebody signal for her to find it, or she's just going through all the cabinets, and that's when Voodoo falls down on her?
It is an amazing conversation because Imp's in a cage, and she's like,
"Oh, that's right.
How
that's
long
right.
have you been in this cage? Let's get you some food." And so she puts Imp on this desk, and Imp keeps pointing, like, "Go over
that's
there."
Right.
And she's like, "Is it in this cabinet?"
That's
Nope, not there. Is it? And it's literally the last thing she opens.
Oh, because she thinks she says, "Oh, you must be so hungry." And
right.
she's like,
she's trying to find monkey
food. Yeah.
Yes. And like you said, you were scared by this, or it was the most tense part of
the movie. Yeah, it was the creepiest death. Yeah.
It's very tense because she opens this cupboard and this big dead chimpanzee falls on her.
With its mouth hanging open and his, like, teeth hanging out and his hands look like he's like, ah! It's very creepy. And he's bloody. He's a little bit bloody, too, I think the little Voodoo is.
Yeah,
so,
and it's the best. There's a lot of monkey puppet work in this movie and human puppet work. And this is the best looking of any of the puppets
in
this
movie. It's a good
puppet.
It's a good dead monkey puppet. Convinced me, scared the shit pants out of me. But yeah, she discovers Voodoo but doesn't question. I guess she maybe thinks that she doesn't know. She says, how did this happen? They can't really answer because they're just little chimps, right?
Yeah.
So this is when she tells Link that she's leaving, that she needs to find the professor because she found Voodoo dead and this, you know, so she attempts to leave and he kind of follows her. And this is when she gets the dogs, right? Oh, yes. This is when she tries to leave.
Yeah. And this whole thing is crazy because she's like, all right, I'm going to go find the doctor. And so she just starts off in like a casual jog. Like she's going to
Do you know how far from
goes.
Town you are, bitch?
Oh, my God. When this dude shows up, he's like, what? It's a 4-hour trip to get here.
Yeah.
Wait.
She's just going to go find the doctor. She's just going to find him. So she starts on her mirror, as we mentioned, this beautiful property is surrounded by wild, crazy dogs.
Yes,
so
for some reason.
So she gets kind of attacked by this awful dog, and Link comes and smashes the dog's head into a fence and just kills it.
Just just wails a fence with this puppet dog. It's great.
Right? And she's just, and then gives her the little sign language for forgive me, which, as yes. I mentioned, one of the rules is you have to forgive them. And she's like, okay, I forgive you.
Yeah, and that's the end of her trip. Cause
yeah, then she's like, I guess I got to stay home. But
later on, she's like, I can't leave this. She's on the phone with, I think, her boyfriend. She's like, I can't leave this place because there's dogs all over the yes. place. I'm like, how many dogs? I thought it was just one weird stray dog. But like you had no. said, I guess the taxi driver had mentioned it.
Yes, he says to her, like, look out for them dead animals out there, them rabid dogs.
I think I missed that because I couldn't understand a goddamn word that guy said.
He did have a thick accent. He did. Man. When she gets back to the house is when her boyfriend calls. And it's so funny because earlier when she talks about the boyfriend, it does seem very casual. But he's concerned. So he calls her. And sure. they have a bad connection. He thinks it's on his part, but really it's because Link's fucking with the telephone wires.
Yep.
And Link breaks the wires, and now the boyfriend's concerned because they're like mid-conversation and they get cut off. The boyfriend's more concerned, not even about the monkeys. He thinks the professor maybe is a little creepy and that they right. shouldn't be spending that kind of time together. Here comes the best scene in the movie. The rapey ape scene.
Down the yep. best scene in uh-huh. the movie. And folks, you can just find this. I know it sounds creepy, but you can just find this on YouTube.
Because it's really funny. Yeah. It's not meant to
be.
It's
hilarious. But... No, I guess it's not meant to be funny. But it can't be anything but funny. I know you're supposed to be nervous for her safety, but it is the... It's something that should be in a comedy film.
Yes. Yes. Because of the way it's done. So he is, we'll talk it through again. We'll do it again. Yeah. His creepy long fingers are keeping the door from shutting. And she's turning.
The best thing is he's quite far. He's in the other room. The door's open. You can see him in this other room. And he seems to be relatively far away.
No, but he then just
she
appears.
Walks up and closes yeah. the door and a hand just comes in the way.
He's that kind of character that can just like, just here teleport. I am. I'm right yeah. here. Yeah. Uh-huh. And then she derobes, and she's not even like, oh, I'm just in like a little slip or a nightgown. No, she is naked as the day she was born and holding herself, her naked self, to yes. protect from what the monkey could possibly see. Right. And he, again, he's a monkey, so it's like he says anything, but she asks him to leave like 3 or 4 times, and he doesn't. He just stares at her.
Just
I want
stares.
Him to light a cigar and keep staring.
And pull up a chair or yes. something.
But he just stares. And she just turns the water off and picks the drain up and is like, well, I guess this isn't happening.
I don't know how you get, and I understand these monkeys are professional actors. I understand that. But how do you get him to just stand perfectly still like that and just stare? It is terrifying
it
and
is.
Hilarious at
it
the
is.
Same time.
Exactly.
I think it's important to note that Elizabeth Shue has nothing on
yeah.
in a bathroom with this powerful orangutan.
Well,
and I mean, it's in a shot where you see them both together. It's
sure.
not like they're just shot on
oh,
different
right,
days
right, right.
from different angles. I mean, they are in this room within, you know, 5 feet of one another, mm-hmm. and he is creepily leering at her.
Yeah, yeah. Very creepy, very leery. This is what you do when you're an actress, right? Some yeah. scenes you have with humans and some scenes you have with chimps. And sometimes you're naked and yeah. sometimes you're not. Sometimes, how do you think the chimp feels when it's all exposed? You prefer a chimp in clothes. Maybe the chimp prefers Elizabeth Shue in not clothes. I don't know.
Well, he clearly does. Yeah, like how you said, sometimes you act opposite people. She's acting opposite chimps through 80%
yeah,
of this movie.
This is mostly just about her
I mean,
journey.
This is just, I assume this is Terrence Stamp looking at the script going, do I have to be in this
yeah,
movie
this is
long?
Like, is this like can a day I, and a half of work for
yeah,
me?
Can okay. I get out of yeah. here by Tuesday?
Yeah. Right? Yeah, because he's now we're just her and the chimps. Well, we do get the little visitor, the Bailey guy comes to get
right,
Voodoo
right,
and they
yes.
have a little scuffle on the stairs where she's like, "No, he's I can't let you do anything until the doctor comes back."
She will not let him take the monkeys or the monkey or whoever he's
whoever
there for.
Well, first he comes for Voodoo and she finally says well, she says Voodoo's dead and then he's like, "Fine then, I'll take Link then and we're going to just kill Link." Because Because
that's what I don't understand. I'm like, wait, you just have to kill a monkey? Like,
yeah, the one just, we need it now. The client needs it or whatever. When he goes to leave, this is, again, we see some of Link's superpowers where Link turns over this van. And I thought that Imp deflated the tires, but then he does drive away.
Yeah, right? But later we see that the tire is deflated. So Imp does. Because this, again, almost seems like a Monty Python sketch.
Yes.
Just when he looks over and Imp is deflating his tires. He's like, what the fuck?
Uh-huh.
Again, you're supposed to be scared, but it's just funny to see this cute little chimpanzee letting the air out of tires. Uh-huh.
And the other one's just kind of, he does have, I wouldn't say it's adorable, but he does have like a, there's something about that that Link and his receding hairline that just makes you feel.
He looks sad. Like, he looks apologetic.
Yeah.
The whole time. He looks like, oh, I did something wrong. Don't be too upset.
Well, that's one of the rules. You must forgive him. Yeah, right. Just a stupid chimpanzee.
He's just an orangutan
who they're trying to make a chimpanzee.
I'm just trying to make it with a chimpanzee and maybe make a chimpanzee. Maybe that's what he's thinking. He's like, well, maybe with Elizabeth Shue, it'll be more intelligent than Imp and
that's
be able to pass those tests.
All right. There you go, because that's really what it's about, is passing a test. Even
I
for
like
chimps.
To think that Link and Voodoo got in an argument about the fact that Elizabeth Shue is there.
Oh,
and that's
some
why
jealousy.
He killed her, right.
And that's why he's like in a jealous rage. He's like, shut up, Voodoo. Maybe I am after human flesh after all. Maybe. This is a real twisty saga.
Oh. These are all things that we should have seen at the end of the movie. Like,
yeah, like little summaries. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Well,
like Elizabeth Shue driving away is just like, maybe. And then we have a little.
We have little vignettes of what might have been. Yeah.
Right.
I like that. We don't get that, but I like it.
Mm-mm.
We do get, though, this is when, again, Elizabeth Shue's now just playing house with the monkeys. I don't know what they did with the dead monkey, but she's with the two of them.
I mean, this is what this movie is for such a long time, is her just hanging around with monkeys.
Yeah.
And Imp, like, you know.
Imp's just got, like, full legs around her hips and is, like, a little baby
but
on
it. Imp knows that Link is messed up.
Link's got some issues. Let's keep
well,
it
right,
real.
But Imp even goes over to, like, the monkey typewriter thing and is like, Link is a dirty bug, I think.
Oh,
is
yeah.
What
Link,
says
and she's
at
like,
one point.
That's not nice.
Right.
Yeah.
And then he says, kill Link.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, why'd you let the air out of that dude's tires? That's what he was
going
to do.
Yeah, you could have just given him to that guy.
Right.
That's why you don't pass your IQ test, you dumb.
You idiot.
Link, he says that Link's a stupid bug because doesn't Link, this is when Link is being punished outside because he was mean. Somehow he did something mean to Imp that Elizabeth Shue saw and now Link has to stay outside during a storm, which is not nice because it's very stormy out. And they like see him up on the roof or whatever. And she's like, we should let him in, huh? Nope.
Yeah.
I don't think he's learned his lesson.
Nope. Oh, no. Torrential downpour. Maybe now.
Yeah.
I don't know. Not sure. But yeah, because in the doctor's sort of locked away laboratory, he's got like a giant skylight. The entire roof is just a skylight. Oh, this is also where she stumbles upon the doctor. Tapes where he's just yelling
at
him.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's just him trying to record what his experiment was, but every 3 seconds he's like, Imp, get away from me. Damn it, Imp.
We don't know why.
I hate
we don't
you.
Know what. Just tension between him and the little impy.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was that interesting shot where Limp is in the glasses. And then he's looking through binoculars. And
oh, my God.
Do you remember that weird shot that happens?
Imp finds the doctor's glasses.
Oh,
or
that's
he's just putting them on his face, and he's hilarious and everything. But Elizabeth Shue's like, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, we fade into these glasses, and then it's like an iris out to her binoculars.
Yeah. Yes.
It's so goofy and stupid and calling attention to itself in a movie that does not need this.
Not need it. Well, we don't need this next. She goes to the van. She finds the white van.
Of the guy who was just there to murder the monkeys.
And
right.
She can't. I think she still wants to find the doctor and she needs a way to get into town maybe. And so now she finds the van and she makes Now she makes Link, again, she doesn't have any reservations about, like, hanging with Link still. She punished him a little bit.
How is he in the back of that van? He just pops up in the back of that van. He's like, just there. Here I am.
He just appears. He just appears. And she has no, like, she makes him push the van. She's like, well, we got to push this van.
Yep.
That's what we got to do. And they decide to push the van back to the house. I don't understand why this happens, why they need
not
the van
really,
to the house.
Not really, because they're pushing it down the hill away from the house.
But then that's when he goes crazy and he pushes the van over the edge.
Right, yeah.
And she's like screaming, stop, stop, right?
I think her whole plan is, I can't get this van started. Maybe if somebody gives me a push, I'll be able to start it or something.
Gotcha.
I've seen that in movies. I don't know if that's real.
Has she ever watched Commando and seen how he drives a van?
She could probably. Yeah, Commando could have driven it down that cliff.
Yeah.
Just a straight cliff. But this is where I kind of disagree with what you're saying about she has no issues, because when she tells him to start pushing, she gets back in that van and the first thing she does is lock the doors and roll up the windows.
Oh, she does. Okay. Well, this is when she's starting to get a little more suspicious of him. She's like, okay, yeah, something's not right with this guy. And then he follows her back to the house and kind of chases her up the walk.
The van, she jumps out of the van at the last minute. And then the van falls down the cliff, like into a ravine or whatever. And then she sees the doctor's car down there.
Oh,
the doctor's green car.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's when she's like, and she runs back to the house and he chases her.
Oh, right. Okay. And he chases her all creepy. Yeah,
and Imp's like trying to open the door and she's yelling at Imp to let her in.
Yeah, she's like, let me in. You got to get me. And now this is when he first writes the note Imp does about you got to kill him. You got to shoot
yes.
him. And she tells him using a gun is not a civilized thing. Like they're
right.
They're chimps or whatever.
Yeah.
And then
she reads him the little pigs, three little pigs.
Oh, that's right. The three little pigs.
The three little pigs as Link gets into the ductwork.
Oh, yeah.
The house.
And then Link is. And then don't they kind of hear? Because she could hear Link has kind of gotten up there. Right.
And why is so much of this movie shot like it's from a surveillance camera? Like,
I don't know.
So many shots in this movie are like overhead where we see the entirety of this room. The way this movie is filmed is weird, too. Also, it's later on when she's doing gymnastics for Imp. What's all that?
Oh, she's trying to teach Imp tricks, like flips and tricks. They're on like this. There's like, yeah, that's
right. And it's shot in this very like low frame rate where it just looks like it's slow motion for some reason.
Yes.
But those are only the overhead shots. Everything else seems normal.
Yes, it's weird. And it's a weird, like, why is she later on? Does she want him to perform as like a
I don't
gymnast?
Know. It's almost like she's showing off. Like,
yes.
Look what I can do. You can't do
well,
this.
Well, she's got to be
idiot.
Able to teach him something. She's not going to teach him how to cook, I guess, because fire and
I beat your ass in that test, and now you
can't
flip like I can.
Yes. This is when Link comes in through the bathroom floor, doesn't he?
Right. You know, he comes up through the bathroom floor, and this is when she locks herself in the kitchen, which has like 87 doors to get into this kitchen.
Oh, yes. It's got several different entryways.
Many places.
Yeah.
And this is when she has a shotgun. She's finally like, oh, maybe Imp's on to something. He's not great at tests. He can't do gymnastics.
But maybe
but
he
the
knows a
gun
of his,
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good idea. And Imp's out or Link's outside the door and she blows a hole in this door and sees blood on the floor. But later we see that, I don't know, she just got his arm a little bit.
I guess she just tagged him with the shotgun. Didn't really
he's
shoot
really
him.
He's really pissed though. Like he's really pissed.
Yeah. Now he's really pissed. And they go down to the cellar area.
Yes. Escape onto the beach.
This is
onto
when
the beach of rocks.
Yes, because that's where you go when you've got a crazy.
And this is kind of when she and Imp are separated.
Yes.
Like she goes back to the house and, I don't know, tells him to stay put or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, oh my God. And suddenly when they come out of this cave, and this is when we get the weird aerial shot of, you know, the entire.
How
area
far
where
away
they live.
She is now? Yeah, yeah.
Suddenly it turns into the goofiest. I'm going to say Scottish pop song I've ever heard. I was like, what is happening?
It's the Kinks. It's Ape Man.
Oh,
by
is
the
that
Kinks.
What it is?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. I didn't even recognize it. I just, the music changed
It does. So it is abruptly. Very abrupt. Yeah, because first we're like in this tent, and all of a sudden now we're listening to the Kinks, and we're on a road trip with these three guys, and we're like, wait a minute, what just happened to Elizabeth Shue? She's escaping that killer chimp. But right?
Yes.
But it is.
Yeah, I really thought for a second, I was like, something's wrong. I must have skipped a chapter or something.
Yeah, something. Somehow I'm ahead of my.
Also, the music in this movie is terrible.
Yeah, it is.
It is just.
It's circusy, haunt. It's weird.
It's weird. So. Yeah, you're right. It is just like.
Yes.
And whatever the theme is to this, they play it 100 times in this movie.
Mm-hmm. Except this part when we get a little of this, the dudes come in to save the day, I guess. The boyfriend and his two little bonehead friends.
These dum-dums that show up.
They're like investigating. They're not even sure they're in the right place, they say.
I feel bad, too, because the friends are more level-headed. When they see a puddle of blood, they're like, hey, let's call the cops.
Yeah.
And the boyfriend's like, uh-uh, I'm going in.
Yeah.
So he's got to find his lady.
Yeah, so we're all going to just take one. And he's the only one, P.S., that makes it out.
Yeah, exactly. That's a problem.
That's a problem.
Is when they leave the kitchen in this. This is a soundstage, right? Like, the backyard has to be. Okay. Because at some points I was like, this looks so phony baloney. And other times, like when Elizabeth Shue starts walking down the sidewalk, I was like, oh, well, maybe this is really shot on location.
But yeah.
No, most of the time I was like, this is nonsense. Lighting is awful.
Yes. Go ahead.
Now we're just with his friends for a while.
Yeah.
Because the one guy's like, dude, I'm staying outside.
Mm-hmm.
And earlier we had seen Link trap Imp in a well outside.
Oh, yeah. That's when he got in trouble because he put her.
That's the thing. Okay. Yeah. Yes.
And then do they see the professor down there?
This one guy, his one stupid friend does.
Yeah.
He looks down this well and he sees a monkey cage, I guess.
Yes.
At the bottom of the well, and the professor's in there.
He's inside.
And then I guess Link just shoves this dude in.
Mm-hmm. Like, you're going too. And he does. He falls into the well.
It's, again, another amazing human puppet shot of this dude falling down a well.
Yeah, it is. It is. He's just burp. I wanted the professor to have like a gorier death, I guess. I guess,
yeah,
that was
too.
Part of it too. Like, yep. I wanted to discover him in a, because you just see him like his eyes open and you don't even see like gouged out eyes or like, I don't know, cigar burned eyes, you know, like.
Yeah, that's why I am looking on the back. This movie's rated R. I'm kind of surprised.
There's no
gore. Oh, yeah, she was naked.
Yeah.
Hmm. I guess that was enough.
And it is scary to see Voodoo dead, as I've mentioned.
Right. Yes. No, but I just, this is why I feel like we would have been better served with those flashbacks of like, oh, this is how.
I needed more. I needed to know more about even their relationship. Yeah.
And I think the thing you were trying to think of is this is when she and Imp are messing around with the cars at the bottom of the ravine at this point.
Uh-huh.
And the dead monkey killer guy just falls out of a bush.
Yeah. His body just
falls out of a bush. Mm-hmm. And then she slides down a cliffside.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. She scrapes
like an
down.
Entire mountain.
Yep. Uh huh. She rolls down, gets a little bit scraped up, right?
A little bit. Yeah. Just a very little bit.
Yeah. Meanwhile, back at the house, left and right, these college dudes are dying. The next one reads a sign on the computer that says, kill Link, and is like, yes. What the? And then the next thing you know, he gets eaten by the mail slot. I don't know.
I'd like to think that he then read a sign above the mail slot that said, stick your arm in me. Why would he reach in there?
I don't know. Kill Link. Oh, this would be a logical next step. Put my hand in
Link.
Here.
I wonder what that means. There was a whole lot of blood out there. Oh, somebody's fiddling around with the mail slot. I guess I'll just shove my arm in there.
Well, and now the boyfriend is out looking for his friends, and Link comes up through the floor, and that's, I guess, how the boyfriend then gets in the floorboards, because that's where Link is kind of hiding out.
Like, we don't see any of this. Like,
we don't see how. Like, I want to see that, too. I want the boyfriend to be scared because there's a monkey threatening his life.
Yes. I want to. Right. Because for all we know, Link snuck up on him and like knocked him out and broke his leg. Like,
we don't
the
know.
Boyfriend doesn't even seem like when he sees it's a monkey, he's like, holy shit, it's a fucking monkey. Yeah, like nothing Mm-mm. happens. Like, for all we know, he thinks that the doctor's crazy and is doing this. But I know it's just to kill more people.
Yeah, but then we needed more. I agree.
It comes out of nowhere and it comes to nothing.
We either needed it not to happen or we needed more to happen.
Yes.
Like more connections to be made when the guys were looking around the place so that we could piece more things together. They give us nothing. And
yeah. And I would have been more happy to just watch Elizabeth Shue run through this house being chased and terrorized by a monkey.
Yes. And her trying the whole time to talk him off the ledge or have compassion for him, because she's still, even at the very end, I think she says something to the boyfriend along the lines of, well, he might have just got upset because they knew he was going to be killed. Like, even though she recognizes that he's a crazy, you know, she finds sympathy for him.
Her interactions with this boyfriend, and you know this relationship is not going to last more than a week after this incident. I love also, I mean, I talked about when she yells at him to do something, which is great. But also when they're down in the basement
and she's like,
monkeys can't cook.
Oh.
You can't do anything right. And he's there going, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What is going on right now? What's happening?
Well, because you are wondering too, even as an audience. I'm like, well, I guess she's learned that he gets like reverse psychology works for Link, but it's not like it. Like she had other moments that
it was one moment.
Yeah.
Don't cook a phone.
Yes,
and he did.
Yes, and now she takes that as her like how to deal with Link.
Maybe she watched Harry and the Hendersons when John Lithgow was like, "Get out of here! Nobody likes you."
That's very moving, and this was not such.
No, this was not.
There's a weird like thing that happens where she does have a knife, and even Link has a butter knife for a minute, but nothing comes to that either. Like you're like, no. Is she going to stab him? Is he going to slice her?
An Elizabeth Shue orangutan knife fight. I am down for that.
I agree. Let's put some real action into this movie.
Right.
We don't get it, but I'm all for that. But that doesn't happen. Instead, she
rams the jungle gym with a car.
She does. She takes the. What is she doing with this car? She takes the car and she just kind of puts it in forward and reverse and forward and reverse and forward and reverse till she, like, I guess, tries to knock down their gym.
Yeah. And again, this is her only means of escape. This place is surrounded by rabid dogs. And she's like, I guess I'll just wreck the car.
Yeah, I know what I'll do. And then on top of that, Link is jumping up and down on top of the car, smashing in the windows and making a hot mess out of it. The boyfriend has a broken leg and she fixes it. She brings him into the lab place where that big steel door is. And she gets some kind of big yardstick and kind of puts his leg up.
Yeah, she like splints his leg up. It's great.
And again, I don't know why out of all the injuries that he's like, he could have had a broken arm, a bloody eye, because now they have to go together and he's got this broken stick leg and they go downstairs, go down into the dungeon.
The amount of stairs that they have to traverse.
You didn't because have to give him a broken leg.
Because they're on the top floor of this house.
You could have, like, I don't know, like, did something else, other injury to him.
It's also getting so red outside. Did you notice how red the sunset was? Every time they ran by a window, it was like a neon sign was just right outside.
Because it's awful times what's happening. So this is when they barricade the door and she makes him. She's like, come on, help me out here. But again, they barricade the kitchen door and there's a freaking hole, a shotgun hole in the door. So he can get in through the hole in the door. I don't know what the fuck.
She pushed everything in front of this door, but left the hole exposed.
Yes.
He pushes his hand through and unlocks it.
Then she goes downstairs and they do this whole chatter where she's convincing Link that he can't light his cigar and can't smoke.
Oh my God. It's so hilarious. Again, it's another one of those scenes where the thing that throws him over the edge is when she says, and you can't cook.
Yeah.
That's it. He's done. Because down in the basement, she turns the gas on to upstairs. And for some reason, there's just a broken pipe.
Yeah. Leaking it out of the wall. Oh, because they broke the stove. The stove was one of the things they put against the door to stop him from coming
is that what
in.
Happened?
Yes.
She moved the whole stove? Oh,
yes.
My God.
That's okay. Why she's like, you have to help notice. Me. That's why I'm like, what the hell? But there's a hole in the door. Why are you ripping out appliances?
Okay. It's amazing. And this monkey,
he
blows himself up, but not really. Like,
No. He's, the whole place goes in flames, and he's just smoking his cigar. He does this weird dance where his arms are in the air for a little while because he's like, oh, yeah, I'm not dead. Oh, yeah.
When he finally lights that match, and we see an exterior shot of the house explode.
Flames
and then we
everywhere.
Just see him sitting in the corner like, oh, well, that was weird.
Yes. And then I'm like, this freaking monkey can't get killed. That's the problem. They try to shoot him with a shotgun. They just can't kill him.
Oh, my God.
But then he takes his clothes off.
He's so unconcerned with the fact that the entire house is on fire. He's like swinging from chandeliers and casually walking on railings.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. That triumphant monkey dance that he does on the roof is amazing. And then a thing that I can only assume is a piece of paper mache shaped like a monkey falls into the fire.
Oh, yeah.
At the
then
end
he
of
just
this.
Kind of falls backwards into the fire.
Oh, it is amazing.
And,
and they drive away, but it appears to be the next day. I don't
know
if they were doing
all
night.
Yeah, it happened at night, but then all of a sudden it's like the next day that they're leaving.
There's a funny matte painting of like the entire building on fire or like smoking behind them, but the smoke's not moving, so it's just a still painting on this building.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's bonkers. And as we said before, they drive down the road. They and me forgot about Imp, but they see a monkey, I don't know, hitchhiking on the side of the road or something.
He's hanging out, yeah.
They just pick him up.
The boyfriend's a little reluctant at first. She's like, I don't know if I want to hold the monkey. She's like, it's just a baby monkey. It's
fine. She's like, get in the bag with David. Just climb back there. You're fine. Come on. I'm in charge. The only one that did anything.
And literally, she is. Then we have it, right? That's,
yeah, the end.
That's it. That's a wrap.
That is
Link.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
This was one of those movies that watching, I was like, this is terrible. But I knew after I finished it, I knew it was going to be fun to talk about. You had never seen it, obviously, right?
No.
Yeah, me neither. No.
No, not at all.
Uh-uh.
No, and it was, it's a bad movie.
It's bad. Yeah.
It's
stupid.
Again, like you said, it was fun to talk about. But it's a rough movie to sit and watch.
Yeah.
I nodded off a couple times during this movie, honestly.
There were points. So some other things that maybe could have made it better was maybe, I was trying to think, like, well, what some of the things we brought up, like different kind of what ifs. Maybe if the monkeys talked, like, I know that might have been sillier,
subtitles,
but
mean?
Like one of them was trained to communicate a little bit more effectively, or I don't know, or if we had more back history into what happened with the professor, or if there was more than just Elizabeth and the monkeys, I don't know. Or what was her? Jane was her name.
I just,
in the movie.
Yeah. Cause I feel like there's more to this story than what we saw, because why is he selling these monkeys? Why is he having them killed?
These are all the things we
why
need to know.
Why are they murderous?
Who is that monkey in the beginning? In the very, very beginning? That monkey with the kid? And what is that all about? Was that supposed to be Link? Is that
Link? Is that one of those monkeys?
Right.
Is this just a weird, like, is that Elizabeth Shue as a child?
Yes.
Like,
did she always have...
Right. Is she like, I heard a monkey when I was 10.
Or this monkey was out to kill me from when I was a child because my parents used to keep it in the attic or whatever. I don't know. But I don't know. We don't get enough. It's just not. It's fun to talk about.
Yeah.
Fun to watch for the purposes of this. But
I don't mind movies that sometimes just, you know, don't tell you everything. I'm fine with just ambiguous
like making
movies,
your own conclusions.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you're going to do that, give me something. Like, give me something that is visually engaging,
sure,
or something where I care about the characters. But like we said, it's just Elizabeth Shue and a bunch of monkeys for the majority of this movie.
Yep. And not even scary enough to say, like,
no,
well, it was just an intense ride with that. No, no,
no. And I think this is like listed as a horror movie.
Yeah. Not enough gore.
No, no.
Not at all. This is a
maybe a thriller, but that's still a maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. Do you have a recommendation?
Not this. My recommendation is a movie called Willard. There are two of them. There's a 1971 version, and it was remade in 2003. And a lot of people hate the 2003 one. I kind of love it.
Oh, who's in it?
The main character is Crispin Glover, and that's the only reason I love it. Because he's a weirdo, kind of like a socially awkward recluse, and he has a terrible home life with an overbearing mother, and his work life is awful. So he befriends a bunch of rats that live in his building.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, and once his best friend rat is killed, he kind of gets the other rats to do his bidding for him.
Oh.
And it's a lot of fun, but it's mainly fun because Crispin Glover is
brilliant.
He's a total weirdo.
Yeah.
And he elevates everything he's in
to
a better movie than it should be.
I'll agree with that statement.
So check it out. The 71 version is fine, but watch 2003. It's great.
Because it's Crispin.
Yeah.
I love it. All right. And I like it. It's a one name, Link Willard. I like it.
Link Willard.
Well, when we saw the monkey, or when we saw Link for the first time in his little suit there, it reminded me of, and I might have already talked about The Umbrella Academy because it's one of those shows I've seen recently, that Netflix show that's based on the graphic novel by the guy from, he was in a band, My Chemical Romance.
Whoever he is.
But they're in that show. It's a great show. It's about this like this family of superheroes, this dysfunctional family of superheroes, but they have a monkey butler named Pogo. Okay. And he's not a real monkey. He's a CGI monkey because this was made in 2000 or came out in 2019. But it's a really good show. I don't always like superhero-y stuff, I'll say. This was one of those, you know, you Netflix binge Netflix.
All right, yeah.
And I really enjoyed it.
Oh,
and it has a monkey butler.
I might have to check that out.
You should.
It looked terrible, honestly. Like, it's one of those things that Netflix wants me to watch. So the preview is always on after everything. And I was just like, this looks awful. But if you're telling me it's not, I'll give it a shot.
I dug it. It was one of those, you know, you watch it in a weekend kind of thing. It was a rainy weekend here, and I just got into it. And sometimes I think that's how, like, maybe if I watch that one, you know, one episode at a time every other week, I wouldn't have been into it. But watching it like that, I was like hooked. Yep. Loved it. Well, so there was Link. That was that there episode.
Wow. I love how you're ending our shows now. So this is what we just talked about. It's a movie called Link. So there's that.
There's that. Okay.
So, well, let's talk about what we're going to be talking about in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
In 2 weeks' time, Jamie, do you know what day it is? Do you know what week it is?
I don't even in my real life know, let alone in this life.
National Auto Workers Week.
For the auto workers.
For all the auto workers out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought about car movies.
Yeah.
But we're going to do a movie about actual auto workers.
Yeah.
And it's called Gung Ho.
Okay.
A movie starring Michael Keaton.
Hey.
He apparently works for a car company. I don't know if he's sort of one of the, like a boss or something like that, but it is bought out by a Japanese company.
Gung Ho.
So they bring a lot of Japanese workers in and stuff, and apparently it is just hijinks. You know, you have these American workers and these Japanese workers, and Michael Keaton's a comedian.
I do enjoy me and Michael Keaton.
That's right. So we're jumping back into the comedies here
for
Gung Ho.
Coming at you.
We're going to be watching next week. That's if we can find it. I have not looked
for it. Oh, jeez. We're going to have to do that. Yeah, because audience, we didn't recommend this movie link, so maybe you're not going to look for it. Right. But it is very tricky to find, as we mentioned. Unless you've got the copy that you...
Yeah, the only for the commentary track is to buy it on Blu-ray, as I did.
Yeah.
So we talked about this all. Guys, this is why you should be a patron of our show. We had a lengthy discussion
about
how Jamie couldn't find the movie.
Yep. How tricky it was for me to link up my sound, and I never did, so the whole movie was off sound for me, but that's okay. So
I watched it with commentary, which, you know, that'll mess up any sound, really.
Yeah.
But anyway, if you are interested, we do have a Patreon page.
We do.
It's patreon.com/goodtimesgreatmovies. Go there.
Check it out.
We have Commando up currently. Yes. It's our most recent episode. And our next episode, we don't even need to say what it is, but we're diving into made-for-TV movies.
That's where we're going next with our patrons.
We're one of those, So check it out. There might be something on there that you really like.
Yeah.
If you like what you're hearing now, there's just more
of it. There's even more of it. It's an unedited episodes that you get, too. How fun. Bathroom breaks and everything.
Unedited episodes, bathroom breaks, Skype-dropped calls. Guys,
it's beautiful.
Why aren't you all patrons?
Yeah, get on it.
Until next time, I don't have a sign off.
I wish the monkeys don't say anything. I'll just say so long, I guess.
Okay, you're not going to say kill Link or Link is a dirty dog?
Link is a dirty bug. He's a dirty bug.
Dirty bug. You idiot.
You dirty bug.
You don't even know what to type, you dummy. Can't pass a test. All right, everybody, we'll see you again in 2 weeks. Watch Gung Ho. Find it. It's a Michael Keaton movie. You can probably find it.
I'm sure you can.
It's not an Elizabeth Shue joint.
No, it's not a monkey movie, right?
Yeah. I don't think this is British.
So it should be.
I'm sure you can find
findable.
It.
There you go.
Yeah.
R.I.P. All right, Voodoo. All right.
All right. R.I.P. Voodoo. We hardly knew you. You were the least known of the monkeys.
Sure.
All right, everybody, we'll see you again in 2 weeks. Bye.
Goodbye.
I think I'm sophisticated because I've never in my life like a good homo sapien. But all around me, everybody's multiplying and they're walking around like flies, man. So I'm no better than the animals sitting in their cages in the zoo, man. Because compared to the flowers and the birds and the trees, I am an ape, man. I think I'm so educated and I'm so civilized, cause I'm a strict vegetarian. But with the overpopulation and inflation and starvation and the crazy politicians, I don't feel safe in this world no more. I don't wanna die in a nuclear war. I wanna sail away to a distant shore and make like an ape man. I'm an ape man, I'm an ape man.
Taking a bath. Go away.
What was that? So what? So the first scene that
we have not started our podcast.
Okay. Sorry. Just getting ahead of ourselves.